Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Monday, August 5th, 2013. Public Service Commission approves Duke Energy's nuclear cost recovery deferral request. After questioning all parties and moving pre-filed testimony into the record, Florida's Public Service Commission today granted Duke Energy Florida Incorporated's motion to defer its 2013 nuclear cost recovery clause proceeding to next year. Duke Energy requested the deferral after filing a revised stipulation and settlement agreement last Friday that seeks to resolve all remaining 2013 nuclear cost recovery, Crystal River 3 update project, and Levy Nuclear Plant project issues. Commissioners are expected to consider the revised agreement, which would replace Duke Energy Florida's 2012 settlement agreement, early this fall. With the Office of Public Counsel and other consumer advocates signing on to and agreeing with the motion, I know that Florida's public interest has been well represented, which is our main concern, said PSC Chairman Ronald A. Brise. As we consider DEF's revised settlement, the Commission will have an opportunity to fully discuss and review the company's nuclear construction project costs. As approved in the motion, signed by Duke, the Office of Public Counsel, Florida Retail Federation, Florida Industrial Power Users Group, and White Springs Agriculture Chemicals Incorporated, doing business as PCS Phosphate, a 1,000 kilowatt hour customer bill will reflect $5.62 for nuclear projects starting in January 2014. This includes $2.17 for the Crystal River 3 uprate project and $3.45 for the Levy project. Commissioners also approved an administrative stipulation for Florida Power and Light Company today that in part reduces the company's recovery request by $1.6 million. The Commission is continuing to hear evidence and testimony on Florida Power and Light's nuclear projects as its NCRC hearing continues this week. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.